Thank you for joining us this morning. God bless you. This is the Holy Ghost Calling webpage, and Brother Freedom is here, and the Lord's going to give him a message by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the wonderful Holy Ghost. Lord, you had everything figured out so perfectly, so wonderfully. Lord, we just love you. We worship you. We adore you. We ask you, Lord, to touch us who are here, and also to touch the listener today, tonight, wherever they are, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, just want to tell you that we love you. We praise you because you're our hope. And the Bible says without that hope, we're going to be miserable, wretched, and we're going to end up in a not a good place because I think this world is going to change right here upon this earth. Desperate times are coming. Father, help your people to wake up knowing the time. And now it's high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent, and the end at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of light. Father, help us this day that we be armed with your power. Oh, that you'll clothe us with your righteousness. We'll walk as a people that loves you, and wishes to praise you, and wishes to serve you with all their heart. Pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this day. Those who are in darkness, I pray that you'll remove the blindness, set your people free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. And Father, we praise you this day in Jesus' name, amen. I just turned to Daniel. This was sort of in my heart anyway, but I just turned right to it. 12th chapter, Daniel. And there should be a time of trouble, such as never was, since there was a nation to that time. At that time, everyone that shall be found written in the book, I believe it's coming up, and says something else, and many of them that were asleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness, as of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. Then Daniel says in the fourth verse, he said, many shall run to and fro. Look what's happening. I've never seen, I was thinking about maybe taking a trip to Alaska myself. You know, 50, 60 years ago, you couldn't even think about something like this. And knowledge shall increase. Look at knowledge. There's books, books, books. Everybody's got more books out because they got the answers. But I really believe this last day that no one's going to have the answer, only through God. He is our way. As Christians, we're supposed to do that we might shine as the brightness of the firmament. And why would you think that brightness takes place? It's not in ourselves. It has to be a supernatural encounter from God, Holy Spirit, to be able to put something in us that's able to bring direction, bring focus, bring a change of character by a supernatural cause, which is God. But there's a time of trouble has never been such. And truly, I believe it. I've been watching how the weather, and today, look at all the hot weather we're having, and there's one day right after another. It's not going to be a short thing. There's days of conflict. In this hot weather, I've seen of one or two days, but in my whole life, I've never seen a series of long patterns. The Bible says when you see these things, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. You know, there's a lot of people that's went before us. Apostle Paul says, when we go, we're ever present in the Lord. But we know we're going to somehow come back, and our body's going to reassemble, be caught up in the air and meet the Lord. And I'm not so exactly sure how this stuff, because God is so beyond us. But we're at that point of time when man ain't got the answer to even what we're talking about. We don't know. We're seeing troubles in churches. Money is depleting. Things are not where they once were. And I don't know where the money is going to come from in the natural. God can do anything supernaturally. But what I'm saying is what I see, I don't see what we're facing changing very fast. It's going to change more for the worse, I believe. There's people that believe it's only been a short time and everything's going to be perfect. But I really feel that we as a nation have to abide in the laws that God has established this nation upon. And we established our life, our purpose, our direction through the Word of God. Now, we all know there's different forms of belief, and there's many different churches in America, but yet they're still supposed to be looking at the same Bible. And we're supposed to get our direction basically out of the Word. But we can see that our nation has just, that all of us can be judged, is not where it once was. Our nation has went backwards to the way that what was once sin is not sin no longer. The Bible says sin is a reproach to any nation. Sin will separate us from the love of God. And I see a sign in this town that says the homosexual and the church. I don't know how he's going to, what kind of message he's going to have, but I believe that that is, we're at that time when there's gay people in the preaching the word, I guess, and well, I don't know all the things that they do, but there's a change in our ranks of what's going on. I've been looking for years, and I've not really seen any very conclusive power or feeling that we're in the same spirit that we was 30 years ago. We're at a place of, we was once hot, and like you're saying, getting lukewarm, but I think we went beyond lukewarm, we're cold. The Bible says in Revelation, where lukewarm is going to spew us out of his mouth, but I believe the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that I see is really lukewarm. We're going by the mechanical church. And when I'm saying mechanical, you think it out, you take time and study your mess, and then you think it out, and that's what you were living on. Well, I truly believe that God has a spirit that teaches us how to preach, how to teach, how to act. But when we, that part, how to act, when we start going against how to act, we get in trouble if we're doing sin. Because God turns over such a reprobate mind to do that which we will, and he'll not force us. I truly believe he has blinded the eyes of many people, and they're walking in blindness. They claim they have something, but by works, they don't show it. We have a foreign gospel. We deny the power from such turn away from. And what it's meaning, we're to turn away from these that have no works of goodness. Their works are out in a questionable area. Our life should be such there should be no question which way we're at, where we are. We should be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor. What's our highest priority? Our highest priority is being ready to see Jesus. Because that's why we got saved. We're to display our love to him. He's why the church is the church. He came that we might have life and have life more abundant life. That we would be so filled with the love of Christ within us. And the Spirit that he gives us, the Holy Spirit, that will be above, will live in righteousness. But we're not living there because our minds are far from that. Our minds should be looking for every day of our life. Jesus, you're coming back soon because I love you. I praise you, Lord. I want to see you. Most of us don't want to see him. That's the truth. Tell the truth. They don't want to see him. They're out here too busy with life. They're too busy in building a church. One day, about 30 years ago, I was in a church service, a morning about like this morning, April, May. And I was in this service, and I sensed the Spirit of God all over me. And I looked around, and I sensed people were asleep and physically asleep. And the pastor was preaching, but it was as dull as, it was just no move of the Spirit at all. And with my eyes, I seen Jesus this one time, and he was walking toward me down this aisle, and he was crying. Now, I didn't hear it where everybody else could hear it, but I knew it in my spirit. I was saying, Jesus, what's wrong? He said, what's wrong? He says, the reason this church is here is for me, but they don't love me. They don't want me. They want my name, but they don't want have what my name represents. I said, Jesus, that bad? He says, that bad. He says, look at the sleeping. There was no move of spirit, and we were a spirit-filled, what they called a spirit-filled church. There was no move of the Spirit. No move. And I'm sure that's not the only church, because there were churches I went, there was no move of the Spirit too. The move of the Spirit is to be identified by God's Holy Spirit. Alive unto God, but dead to sin, dead the ways of this world. So if we demonstrate that we got the Holy Spirit in our church, the Holy Spirit should be prominent vessel in that service. He should be leading it. Our eyes should be so full of the Spirit of God that we'd be on fire, and the praises of God would orchestra the Spirit. We're far from that. And pretty soon, because our custom was such that we wanted to get people into our churches, and pretty soon the churches were getting so much of the element in that was not even believe that there was anything to the Holy Spirit at all, or even Jesus, and they was being in the leadership of the church. They said, we'll not have no pastor here that moves through the Spirit. We'll tell him what to do, and he's going to do it because we want to reach people. Well, I'll tell you, reaching those people dampens you from the Spirit. We need to be full of the Spirit to reach people. We don't lessen the Spirit to reach people. That's anti-Christ. That's for the enemy. He comes to kill, destroy, and to steal what Jesus Christ has raised up, which he had birthed by his dying upon the cross, that church would live. Oh, the church would be triumphant in the things of God. The church would be alive, getting people healed. See, right now, there's not much healing even going on, because the Spirit of God that was so full, he's not preeminent. And it's hard to pray for people to get them healed because there's too much bondage in this world. Too much bondage has us tied, and through that, our prayers are to none effect. But it started because the churches started giving in to the ways of man. The churches started giving in to the advice of fools. The church started hearing things that wasn't from God. And then they'd say these things out of the pulpit, where it's God's palace, but God says, I didn't say that. And so we started bringing devices against the Spirit that bring us down to a level that we was hearing from anti. We need to always hear from God. When it's anti, it means it's from the forces of lower level. And to make it simple, it's from the devil, inspires it. He wants us to be sleepy in church. He wants us to be not effective. He wants us to not hear, thus said the Spirit of God. He wants that which is no power. He don't care how many times you go to church. Great. The more you sit there, the more he can tell God, look at your people down there. Look how, where they are. He just laughing at us that when we don't have no power. We're so full of disbelief, unbelief. A little mocking murmurs here. You couldn't even, that mocking murmur would speak more truth than we speak. Because we're bound by tradition. We're bound by wicked imagination. And we have not produced the glory of God because we're not overcomers. We should have been taught back years ago that we had to be overcomers. We had to speak as an overcomer. We didn't get behind that pulpit unless we were an overcomer. We didn't be the board of the church unless we were an overcomer. Because we wasn't going to take second, third best. We're going to take God's best. And through that, we had a great falling away that took place. After that, pastors were scared to
See, I'll preach this. No, you preach it, you'll not have a job. See, when they kick these, when you have a righteous person in there, afterwards you've got to say things about this man that's lies. I knew a pastor that really loved the Lord. And truly, he didn't have a lot of years preaching. I granted that, but he loved God and he wanted to move his spirit. The church kicked him out. Now they said, they taught it. Now, why they kicked him out is because he wasn't deep enough in the spirit. Come on. I mean, that was a lie. He was the only one in that church that wanted to move. He wanted to get some men that believed in the unction of the Spirit of God. What I'm saying, the enemy comes to kill, destroy your witness. He don't care how he blacks your eye. He don't care if it's not true. Whom is that son set free is free indeed. And one time we had a power of God that was glorious. When you went to church, you feel the glory cloud. You when you laid hands on the sick, they recovered. My wife came in with a broken neck, and she went out healed. I see people with garters, cancer, healed. But don't happen now. You call for the ambulance, not the undertaker. It's not what we once had. And to that, it's bringing such a time of trouble as we've never seen. Because when we start getting cold with God, your fruit, and that means what you, your labor of love, you're going to lessen. Lessen. Not, you know, because you're not listening. You're going to lessen. You're not going to have good crops. You're going to have crop failures. You're going to have animal failures. We're going to have money failures. All these failures come because you're not where you should be with God. Kabashita, with God, brings the lavish blessings. Malachi is after we live for God. But when we're not living for God, our fruit is not going to be multiplied because we're not living where we should be. God's not going to bless us. And we have to wake up to repent before he comes back. With that hour right now that we should be all repenting. And the most what you got to gain is your life. Your life is something you can't exchange it and take on iniquity and live. You have to repent and forsake it. You must come out from among it and be separate, said the Lord. And that's prophecy. And that style is what we have to start doing. We have to manifest love. I have to seek God every day. I have to prove it by living because he's coming through and we want to be an example where we are. It's not going to be easy because there's not any people, very few people that wants to live holy. So that which is here, God's making it harder for you. So you got to live whether anybody else does or not. You must come out from among it. You must be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and God will receive you, and he'll be a father unto you. And ye shall be his sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us therefore cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's the latter part is what we have to do. Perfecting holiness. Coming out from among it. Be separate. Walk. Think no evil. Hear no evil. Those three little monkeys. See no evil. That's reality. I don't want to see nothing. I don't want to hear nothing. We got to watch what we even read in the newspaper because we're putting it in here. I don't read a newspaper. I don't hear nothing. Only thing I watch is the weather because the other, it brings up hardness. My mind gets soaked in with all the cancers, all the negative things. The negative things bring us down. Now, I know we have to feel sorry for that, but that's going to bring us down. We're in a place that we got to be, can't be negative. We got to be positive with Christ. And that's a full-time job. We got to look for his coming. We ain't got time to, yeah, I know that I feel sorry for those in the hospital, but I know that the first priority is to seek God. The first priority is not in my church. My church is living for God. My church don't want to live for God. I'm still going to live for God. I'm going to put him first. I'm going to be an example. I'm going to walk in his blessing and His power and His holiness. Without it, I'm going to miss. If we miss, we've missed everything. The Bible says we wish we'd never been born. That heaviness that comes on souls that don't know Jesus. Oh, come on. See, the having that heavy spirit that's so vexing the churches right now. Everybody's total chaos. They're disasters. They have not the answer. The answer is in things getting better, but it's going to get worse. The answer is in the Jesus Christ, God's hope. That hope, joy, and peace that God give us for it. Now to restore us, that we'll be ready and assemble ourselves to be waiting in expectation for the Lord Jesus Christ to come through the clouds of glory. When the dead in Christ shall rise, we which remain shall meet Him up in the air, whether it's rejoicing and gladness in Him. And that's where we need to be. Well, we're not there. The church is alive to sin, but dead unto things of holiness. Bible plainly says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. And I'm guaranteeing the church is not walking holiness. The church hasn't even got a positive preaching. They got to preach about homosexuals. We got to preach about this because that's where people are. We're all down there. Jesus said, He said, let the buried, I'm sad, but we're at that place. We got to let the dead bury the dead because Jesus is coming soon. The first priority is God's, the glory of God. We lose that, we've lost. We're not living the same dispensation it was 10, 15 years ago. We're living the time of the Lord's coming, of Job's troubles, a time of heat upon this earth. Judgment. Judgment must begin the house of God. At first begin in us. What's of them that believe not? The Bible says God chastises those whom He loveth. And we're not chastised. It means we're not getting no whippings. So we're getting a break. We're getting a cantankerous spirit that's not from the Spirit. God wanted to take that spirit from us. He wanted to set us free. But we're far from that place. We have to start seeing God. And that seeing God comes from the heart of us, people. We can't think that we're holy, holier than now. We got to think that without God's help, I would be me. I would be in the bottomless pit. I would be without remedy. I would be without one that can help me. My help comes from the Lord. We have to seek God. We might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. And we're past that being fruitful in every good work and increasing all of God. We're past that. But we need to be strengthened with all might and power. Glory's power with long suffering, joyfulness, with heaviness. We need to seek God with heaviness. That's denying the flesh and living to have the Spirit of God alive with me. We might be above reproach this last hour. I really believe out there the church is way below where God wishes it to be. We need to be arise this day. You need to quicken ourselves. We need to be ready because Jesus is coming soon. And where are we going to be without the love of God? We're going to miss it. Be steadfast, unmovable, always bound to the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. God says, come out from among them, be separate. And that means us, you and me, we're to be separate. We're walking in His holiness. Praise God forevermore. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you this day. But remember out there, you need to seek God. If your church don't believe in holy living, get out of it. I'm saying it. You need to get out. You need to be where you can praise God, where you can worship Him in spirit and truth. You might be an overcomer. And that means having a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor, not thinking about the things of this world no longer, but thinking about the things of Christ, thinking about what Christ died for, that you're part of that, that His church is being trodden down by the works of the enemy. You need to be electrifying yourself by the Spirit of God, alive to the things that God wants us to be. God bless you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Brother Clint. Close it.
Thank you, Father, for showing up by the power of the Holy Ghost to give us an important message. Lord, please help us to be obedient to You. In Jesus' name, amen.